Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly began as a great week in the stock market. Maybe the folks over at Wall Street are encouraged about the Republican convention, which is gathering tonight. They're actually having real people. More than 300 delegates who are gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina, to secure President Trump's official nomination. We will all be watching that later. He has now been formally nominated. The speech that he gave, he was giving a little bit of a talk in response to that, and CNN cut into it. And basically started attacking Trump because of it. That was, I guess, too late to turn away the market. And anyway, the market up 378 points. We're now at 28,300 on the Dow. The Standard and Poor up 34 points. Market very strong. And look, there are two things that are most significant for determining how this election goes. One is, frankly, the virus. That is the most important thing. If the virus continues to seem out of control, unsettled, it's going to hurt the economy eventually, and it certainly is going to hurt President Trump's chances of winning re-election. The other item that is going to help determine the outcome, obviously, is where the market stands. And not so much whether we have a high unemployment rate or not. We will. But whether people are convinced that things are getting better. If people are convinced that things are heading on the wrong track. And that's why the president seemed so encouraged. This is clip number 9, Jeremy. Earlier this morning, when he announced authorization from the FDA that he had recently criticized and had said, I think he should not have said it, obviously, that the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, was motivated by politics. They were trying to hurt his campaign. Well, they just authorized a new coronavirus treatment called convalescent plasma. And the president was very encouraged about that. Listen.
Today, I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the China virus that will save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's at an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment.
Okay, that can only be a good thing. And as Alex Barrazoa, the American Council for Science and Health, showed, we've posted their most recent information up at our website. This kind of treatment, where they're using the plasma, blood plasma, these are blood donations that are offered by people who have already recovered from COVID-19. And by the way, if you're one of those literally millions of people who are in that situation where you've recovered from COVID-19, you should see about giving blood, because you might be able to help somebody else. If your blood has the antibodies, that's the plasma that they're talking about. In any event, all of that is good. The president was also speaking before the Republican National Convention. Now, this is not one of his featured speeches, but they were covering it on cable news anyway. And I have not heard what the president was saying. But the way it's reported on Mediaite is the president was ranting That's their word. Against mail-in voting. We've heard some of that. And he was also denouncing the hearing before the House with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. And then he was also attacking the lack of cable news coverage for the Republican National Convention. And this before the convention, the main session, which starts tonight at, I think it's 8:30 Eastern Time. Okay, with all of that going on, CNN just cut off his speech. And Anderson Cooper immediately began to strip it down. He's later joined by John Roberts, who had even worse things to say. Listen.
The president speak at the Republican convention moments after being formally nominated for president by the party. After vowing to have a positive convention, the president goes negative in its first moments. He started off falsely attacking mail-in voting. He's continuing to attack mail-in voting, and as his postmaster general testifies, that the attacks are, quote, unhelpful. That's his own postmaster general. He also criticized the media for airing the postmaster's hearing instead of his roll call. He falsely accused Democrats of wanting to shut down the country to hurt the economy and somehow help them at the ballot box. Unclear how angering the entire country by shutting down would help them in the ballot box. He attacked North Carolina's governor for putting limits on crowds during a convention. Here now, John King, Dana Bash, Ryan Nobles is in Charlotte. John King, I mean, this was very similar. I mean, it is sort of all the most recent greatest hits and false statements by the president. And I imagine what we're going to hear a lot this week from the president, who clearly wants to be out front every single day.
It underscores the challenge, Anderson, for us in the news business, and really for people watching at home, if you are a voter who has not decided, if you are a voter who is not firm in your decision, to watch the next 4 days, because this is a sad thing to say, but a lot of what you just heard from the President of the United States is wrong, misleading, or outright lies. Wrong, misleading, or outright lies. And the President knows that. He came in with a script. He started with a riff, right? He just decided to talk about himself. All the points you were just making about the mail-in voting, states across the country have done this for years, including Republican states. It increases turnout. There's very little fraud. The president knows that. Look at a state like Utah. Look at Colorado. Look at Washington State. And now in the middle of a pandemic, yes, just about every state is saying we have to have more mail-in voting, and they're working to do it. The states administer these elections. They do not decide we're only going to send ballots to Democrats or only send ballots to Republicans. The states don't do that. The secretaries of state, even though they're elected as Democrats or Republicans, some are appointed, tend to operate on a bipartisan basis, and they run their elections efficiently. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. A number of other things you mentioned. The president was talking about the economy. I will just say this again. He did have a very strong economy. His tax cuts early on in the administration did juice the economy. If you take the pandemic out of this, right, to be fair to the president, there are 11 and a half.
Okay, that's John King going on at CNN. John King, not John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. In terms of this mail-in voting issue, this is, look, it's, I certainly hope the president does not try to make a major deal of that at his convention. He already had his tweet blocked because he had said that some of the deposit boxes were going to infect people with coronavirus. And if you drop your ballots off in the deposit boxes, you might get coronavirus that way. It's not true. They put a warning. They put this behind a wall on Twitter. And there is this, too. In North Carolina, Democratic registered voters requested 53% of the absentee ballots compared with 15% from Republican voters. So the North Carolina Republican Party is trying to play catch-up to boost the number of their voters requesting mail-in ballots. North Carolinians have three options for voting this fall: mail-in absentee ballots, an early in-person voting period, and going to a polling place on Election Day. The surge in absentee voting is uncharted territory for North Carolina, said the Secretary of State. Look, this is one of those areas, this is from the Wall Street Journal, that the state party is concerned about the president discouraging people about mail-in voting. We will get to that and more. Will the networks continue cutting in on the President of the United States if they disagree with him? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Calls on this in just a moment, but it's a crucial question. Before the Republican convention really has even begun, the president was talking this morning again, because I was broadcasting to you and fortunately you were listening to me. I did not hear what the president said, so I don't know how outrageous it was or what it was that he said or where he went off track, but CNN made a decision to just cut away from the president because, in their opinion, he was telling a lie. I think this is very troubling territory. Because can you imagine Fox News doing that to Joe Biden? And it would be outrageous. And you can't do it. Now, let me just add one additional thing here. One of the things, and I know this from direct conversation, one of the things that people in broadcast journalism are tremendously concerned about is part of what won the election last time for Donald J. Trump was that he got a lot more of his speeches broadcast live than Hillary Clinton did. And it was by a ratio of 3 or 4 to 1. I mean, Hillary Clinton's speeches were boring. Trump's speeches were outrageous and interesting. And people broadcast them live, and they did it often without interruption, often without correction. They just did it because people were listening. So I understand that John King and Anderson Cooper and the folks over at CNN probably feel like we can't let that happen again. And again, here is President Trump. There was only one major speech by Joe Biden. He appeared on the other days of the convention, but he was engaged in conversations with people. He was talking to people. There's only one major speech with Joe Biden, which was his acceptance speech, and they covered that live, and of course they didn't interrupt it. With Trump, it's different because he said he's going to be speaking at least once a day throughout the convention. So I'm not sure what the answer is here, but I am very sure that CNN is going to get heavily criticized for what they just did. Because it's not only cutting away from the president, it's then denouncing him so directly and so over the line, it seems to me, and basically just saying the president of the United States is telling lies to the American people. Is that a job for broadcasters? Pam, in Tri-Cities, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I was just going to tell you that I think the reason that these stations cut away, and I wasn't listening, I don't even watch TV, but I think they cut away because Trump lies continually, and people believe him. I have family, thank goodness they're thousands of miles away from me, but that believe that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. They still believe that. And anything he says, they take as gospel truth. And so he lies about...
isn't if that's their choice, isn't it? In other words, don't you think... This is my concern, is that by doing what they just did at CNN, they're playing into Trump's complaints about fake news and about media bias. He actually began one session today with a fairly clever quip. Apparently, he said to the reporters, "I hope you enjoyed your convention, and now that you'll give us some coverage for our convention." Oh, we have... Okay, let's play that. Hold on, Pam. This is the president greeting the press this morning.
It's good to see you all. Hope you had a great weekend at your convention, and we're going to have a great convention coming up, and I look forward to it.
Pretty funny line. But don't you think that for your relatives and for other people who are Trump loyalists, this gives President Trump a great deal of ammunition when they do something like this?
I think that they believe that God put him in this spot. And so anything he says is truth, and I think it's dangerous because look what he's doing to the post office. I love the post office. I've been mailing packages and things for years, and I vote by mail here, and no problem. And now all of a sudden everybody thinks it's just terrible and that we're in danger if we allow people to vote by mail. So, he is a dangerous man. And, Michael, do you really want a man in there 4 more years that lies continually?
I don't want continued lying from anybody. From anybody.
And he does, though.
Pam,
does,
I appreciate.
So how can you support him?
I am not. Do not see my role as being a Trump cheerleader. I see my role as being an honest broker and actually talking about this convention that we're about to undergo, and talking about where it makes good points and where it makes unfair and untrue points. And basically, I try to do that with the Democrats as well. Carrie in Salt Lake City, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. That's Kate. That's Kay.
Hi,
I wanted
Kay.
To talk to you a little bit about why I think the networks are doing that. And I agree with you completely on the way they've been doing this for some time when they say unsubstantiated, or they are making a judgment call instead of just reporting whatever he's saying. But the reason I think that they might be cutting out is the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, was technologically right on, because they did all of their important stuff during the 2 hours at night that they were covered by agreement. I think every network, every cable channel covered those 2 hours at night. This morning, the Republican convention already did their roll call of the states before they were even being covered. And then the president came out, and there was a small group of 300 people, and he started doing just his usual kind of unscripted comments. It wasn't convention-like at all. And I think they covered it for quite a while. MSNBC was still covering it. And then at some point, they just stopped because it really seemed to have nothing to do with the convention.
I see. So was your reaction that this was because this was basically, John King said, he was not delivering a script, he was delivering a riff. So he was treating this convention that had just nominated him as a rally? It was like a Trump rally speech,
was it?
Yeah, it was
just like a rally, and it was just kind of bizarre that the most important thing, in fact, the only real reason for the convention is to nominate. So they did that before prime time, before the convention technically even started, apparently, didn't give states the opportunity to have their little moment in the sun of however they did the announcements. Like
so
they
didn't do a roll call of the states? They didn't say, an Alabama cast, it's 37 votes for Trump? That they didn't do that?
They may have done it, but it wasn't covered. No, the stations weren't covering it.
Okay, this is all very strange and not an auspicious beginning. Actually, I thought what the Democrats did, where they went from state to state virtually, and people were in front of dramatic landscapes or historical monuments, most people thought that worked pretty well. We will get back to this and more. We'll be talking coming up with Mo Vella, a Biden advisor, coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where rioters burned buildings, looted stores, and attacked police officers overnight Sunday. The rioting came hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. Blake was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. As far as the damage in Kenosha,
they set garbage trucks on fire. They went toe-to-toe with the police in front of the courthouse. They set a car dealership on fire.
That's investigative reporter Drew Hernandez via his Twitter feed. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is telling his state to be ready for Tropical Storm Laura. The storm could make landfall as early as Wednesday. Storm surge could be as high as 10 feet. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, something just happened that is most unusual in American politics, and I'm very glad to get a perspective on it from Mo Vella, who is on the board of directors of an organization called Transparent Business. He is a former advisor to Joe Biden and to a previous vice president of the United States named Al Gore. Also a two-term vice president. He's an attorney and an author, and I am sure, I won't even ask you, Mo, I am sure you felt encouraged by the Democratic convention.
I was. And Michael, thank you for having me back, by the way. It's nice to talk to you again. I was encouraged by the Democratic convention. I thought they did an excellent job under these abnormal circumstances, this virtuality of our new normal, right? I think they did a great job of getting their message out, of it being a clear and succinct message of hope, of, you know, just returning to the American values. I think that at least the ones that I was raised with, I'm not sure about others.
Okay, let me ask you about something that just happened. That again, this is a president who is known to break precedent. And this is an Associated Press story. Now, I beg pardon? Well, talk about that. Okay. The headline from Associated Press is Republicans formally nominate Trump, who questions election integrity in impromptu convention speech. Now, this is all bizarre because the normal way, normally it's the highlight of a convention when you nominate a candidate for president. And there's lots of cheering and excitement, demonstrations, and The Democrats made it a very festive event to actually formally nominate Joe Biden, gave Bernie Sanders a chance for some delegate support for him. Apparently, they did this when most of the country wasn't watching. And here's what they say. The Republican Party formally nominated President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House today. And then Mr. Trump delivered a long and extraordinary speech in which he cast great doubt on the integrity of the election he was nominated to compete in. The only way they can take this election away from us is if this is a rigged election, Mr. Trump said. The convention kicked off with a day of official business in Charlotte before moving to Washington, D.C. for a slate of primetime programming. Mr. Trump has sought to minimize the toll of the coronavirus pandemic, but its impact was plainly evident at the Charlotte Convention Center. Okay, what's so strange about this is normally a president, right after he gets nominated, will give an acceptance speech, but the acceptance speech is going to be on Thursday night. And apparently, in the middle of this speech that he delivered this morning, CNN at least just cut away from him and criticized him. Do you think that's appropriate?
Listen, I don't even know what is appropriate anymore, Michael, to be honest with you. I mean, when you we're coming off of a week. Let's just go through last week. Put the Democratic Convention aside. Steve Bannon continues the circle of corruption, right? It's arrested.
Steve Bannon is outside the circle of corruption. Steve Bannon's in a class all by himself with $5 million in bail.
I've got all the president's cronies who are felons and convicted or indicted or arrested. I don't even know how many there are now. I can't even keep track. But remember, the president's own sister is in a recording telling us not to trust her brother. I mean, it's...
Okay, isn't that a cheap shot, though? Hold on for a moment.
Why is that a cheap shot?
Because she was secretly recorded by her niece in the midst, and they both have been in the midst of this family dispute ongoing. In other words,
are you suggesting that if I say something bad about somebody because I didn't think anybody is listening, all of a sudden I'm not telling the truth? Of course.
I understand, but why is this of importance to the American people? In other words, there are families out there, thank God, my family, we mostly get along, but there are families out there where people don't. Is that a reason to vote against President Trump?
Because it is a question of his integrity and veracity and the lack thereof, and his integrity has been questioned since day one, Michael. And when your own family is saying, whether it's openly or behind closed doors, I don't even trust my own brother, do you know what that says about you? Is that the role model you want for this country?
I'm not looking for a role model. I'm looking for somebody who can
presidency. The Republican Party is not the Republican Party I used to respect and admire. It's not the Ronald Reagan Republican Party.
By the way, I do believe.
Republican values at one time. I'm old enough to remember that, Michael.
Character counts, right?
But you just suggested there are a lot of people who are saying that it doesn't.
I know. And I tend to agree with you. I do think that it is important to have a president we can look up to. What do you say if the Republicans, and they may do it at the convention, if they bring up Tara Reid and some of the charges, many of which are from very, very long ago, about Joe Biden or charges against Hunter Biden?
They already tried that, Michael, with all due respect. I was on air over maybe 40 times talking about the fact that Tara Reid was completely dispelled. Did she have a right to express her thoughts? Yes, but she never was able to prove anything, and it just fell flat because it was a lie.
Yeah, but neither was Christine Blasey Ford. Hold on for a moment.
Politically motivated. But you know what? Listen,
don't you hope
the president's 27 women who have accused him of sexual harassment?
Don't you hope as a Biden supporter and former advisor, Mo, Don't you hope that the Democrats are not going to go full bore against Hunter Biden trying to smear the president's son? That the Republicans won't go?
Well, first of all, Tara Reid is not Donald Trump's daughter. So
correct.
I'm not sure whether the apples to oranges thing is working here. Look,
no, I'm not talking about apples. I'm just talking about family members. You were talking about the sister of President Trump.
Hunter does not work. Hunter's not going to work for the United States government. He's not going to work in the White House. When you put your children in public service, they are fair game, Michael. Take it.
Yeah, I understand, but you were just his sister is not in the federal government. His sister is a retired federal court judge.
She's a retired United States federal district judge.
Correct. She's retired. So again, why? If you believe it's appropriate to bring up
federal government,
Marianne Trump, and I forget her married last name, but Trump's sister. If you bring her up, doesn't that invite bringing up some of the difficult circumstances of Hunter Biden's life?
There are no difficult circumstances with Hunter Biden. It is completely hogwash. Not one person has ever found anything wrong with Hunter Biden, and you know that. It's been no credible journalist. Let me repeat.
Okay,
not
I'm talking
one
about
credible
journalist. Again,
Hold on.
I'm not talking about illegality necessarily, but I'm talking about a challenging personal life. And you know it.
A challenging personal life? We're not talking about his sister's personal life. I don't even know her last name. We're talking about his sister.
If his sister's comments that she didn't know she was being recorded that she made about President Trump. It just seems to me, Mo, that here we are. We got sidetracked on this because you brought it up. And it just seems to me, of all of the reasons that someone could put forward to vote for Biden, one of the weakest reasons I can possibly think of is the idea that Trump's older sister has a negative opinion of him. She was also apparently the source, the Washington Post reports, of that claim that he had somebody else take his college entrance exams. We will be right back on the MedMed Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Okay, here is the Associated Press coverage of President Trump's speech, which was considered so outrageous by CNN that they cut away from it. And I think part of what probably upset CNN and outraged them was that no one was expecting the president to speak this morning. I guarantee you, just for the record, that if I had known the president was going to actually be formally nominated, have their official vote to make him the Republican nominee, and then he was going to speak for an hour, I would have gone to the speech live, of course, because it's what you do, it seems to me. The Associated Press, in reporting on what the president said, and we don't have tape of it yet, we'll play it when we can get it. But the brand new Associated Press National Opinion Research Center University of Chicago Public Affairs Research poll, it's a fairly respected poll, says 75% of the country right now. That's 75% of the country think the country's on the wrong path, that we're headed in the wrong direction. And given the riots every damn night, given the level of bitterness, given the level of economic insecurity, given the level of the fact that there are small businesses that are just struggling to stay alive, given some of the difficulties we're facing, given the fires in California, I mean, you can't blame Trump for everything, but I'm shocked that there are 23% who say, hey, we're headed in the right direction. I'd like a whole lot more of this. Okay. Associated Press writes that the fact that Republicans gathered at all stood in sharp contrast to the Democrats, who held an all-virtual convention last week. The Democratic programming included a well-received roll call video montage featuring diverse officials from across the nation. The Republicans spoke from a ballroom. This is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they were overwhelmingly white. Well, the Republican Party is. Mr. Trump said he made the trip personally to North Carolina to sharpen the contrast with his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, who never traveled to Wisconsin, the state where the Democratic convention was originally supposed to be held. And And in a nearly hour-long speech, Mr. Trump once again sowed doubts about the integrity of November's election, as he laced without evidence into mail-in voting, which experts say has proven remarkably safe. Be very, very careful, he trolled the crowd as he concluded. This is the most important election in the history of the country. Don't let them take it away from you. President Trump also panned North Carolina's Democratic governor, Rory Cooper is his name, for putting restrictions in place to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 175,000 people in the country. Mr. Trump accused Governor Cooper of, quote, being in a total shutdown mode, and claimed that the restrictions the governor was imposing were aimed at trying to hurt Trump's campaign. Many of the usual trappings of a convention were present Monday, including signs designating each state and gift bags with Republican swag. But gone was the grandeur, the pomp, and the pageantry. Not a whole lot of grandeur, pomp, or pageantry for the Democrats, either. This is an extremely peculiar situation. Let me go to a speaking of peculiar situations. President Trump speaking right after his formal nomination in the middle of the day, is he also going to speak tonight? And you wonder. I mean, the announced schedule for speakers tonight is interesting, and it actually, I thought it was sounded like they were approaching the convention in a positive and useful way. Let me tell you why. Because I had mentioned before that I thought the best speech Trump has delivered was the State of the Union address that, believe it or not, he delivered earlier this year. This is before the pandemic. Because you remember, he pointed to a lot of people in the audience, to soldiers who had just come home from war, to police officers who had done heroic things. He presented a Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh. And lots of moving moments with people in the gallery. And I thought that they were going to be going for the same idea, a lot of storytelling about everyday American heroes who also happen to be supporting President Trump. And, okay, the people who are speaking tonight include Tim Scott, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise has a great story. He was almost killed. He was in a practice for the Democratic-Republican congressional baseball game when a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter came out and started shooting. And he was permanently injured. He is not 100% recovered yet. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida is going to be speaking. Jim Jordan, the current Ohio representative, who's one of President Trump's most effective defenders and supporters. Nikki Haley, the former U.N. ambassador, former governor of South Carolina, who a lot of people think will be a future Republican candidate for president, probably should be. She's going to be speaking tonight. And Ronna McDaniel, who, by the way, is the sister-in-law, I believe is the relationship of Mitt Romney. She's Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is speaking tonight. And Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones. Now, this is an amazing story. Vernon Jones is a lifelong Democrat. He's African-American. He's from Georgia. He took his political career, and basically he's a member of the Georgia legislature as a Democrat. He's all out for Trump because of Trump's handling of the economy, because of Trump's handling of criminal justice reform. Donald Trump Jr. is speaking. Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, former Fox News host, is speaking. Also ex-wife of the governor of California. Trump advisory board member Natalie Harp, she is a cancer victim, had stage 2 cancer, and she believes, I believe it's the Right to Try Act that President Trump signed into law, helped to save her life. The founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, speaking for young people, a very beautiful and very effective African-American candidate for Congress, Kimberly Klasick, We played her ad of her walking through Baltimore saying, hey, look, this is what Democrats get you. She is a young black woman is going to be speaking tonight. And then they're also featuring the McCloskeys, who brandished their guns at Black Lives Matter demonstrators in St. Louis. I'm not sure this is going to help, but because most people who are strong supporters of gun rights are certainly supporting President Trump. A nominee, I believe a decorated veteran for Congress in Pennsylvania, Sean Parnell, is speaking. A nurse named Amy Johnson Ford. Andrew Pollack, who lost, I believe, his daughter at Parkland High School, is speaking about what we really need to do for school safety. And there is a business owner of Mountain Mud Espresso, Tanya Weinreiss, who is speaking about the way that President Trump signed a Paycheck Protection Act, actually helped her business survive. Now, all of this gives an opportunity for a pretty good reality show with lots of real people coming out and talking. And it also indicates that the Republicans seem to be determined to go ahead and address an issue which Democrats didn't touch. Coming up, we are going to be speaking about some of those issues that Democrats didn't touch, like the 12 arrested, the one officer who was seriously hurt in Denver. And we do have the moment that we will play for you when the CNN censors decided to censor the President of the United States. What was he saying that was so outrageous that they had to cut him off in mid-speech? And we also have Nancy Pelosi suggesting that it's appropriate to ignore Trump. It's never appropriate to ignore a president, especially when there are people who say, look, he's behind right now, but he has a clear path for winning this thing. The Wall Street Journal has a piece about that that talks about the various steps that the Trump campaign is planning to take to turn the race around. One of them probably does involve continued battles with what President Trump calls fake news. It will be a fascinating fight in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.